Christians call for help as World AIDS Day is upon us. Radio could be the key to helping racial reconciliation, and a gift catalog is helping the needy in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tomorrow is World AIDS Day. As advocates raise awareness to stop the spread of the disease, millions in Zimbabwe believe a lie. Mark Clark with the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM, says,
Satan has propagated a lie, and the lie is this. The way to cure yourself of AIDS is to have sexual relations with a virgin.
Because there are few adult virgins left in Africa, men will take young girls, leaving them devastated and infected. In the country alone, 4 million people now live with AIDS. Hoping to stymie its growth, TEAM wants to educate Zimbabweans how HIV/AIDS is really spread, as well as distribute medicine. But they need your help.
We need people with pastoral gifts. We need people with medical gifts. We need people who are simply willing to say, God, I don't know where you want me to go or what you want me to do, but I am willing.
Elsewhere, after 2 years in a labor camp, Christian leader Wasiman Yiming was finally released. Wasiman was sentenced in 2007 for revealing state secrets, but China Aid Association contacts say it was for his Christian faith. Ali Mujeng Yimidi was accused for the same reasons in the same case, but not sentenced until recently. His punishment is expected to be severe. Pray for Yimidi to be released. Pray, too, that he and his family will keep standing firm in their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. Ministries in Sudan have been called to move closer to danger zones. Words of Hope has a broadcast in the Sudanese languages of Dinka and Nuer that address the high tension between ethnic groups. But Lee DeYoung says until now, the facilities have been located in a relatively peaceful area.
Words of Hope has recently moved its Dinka production into one of these areas where security is a challenge.
People are excited to see how God will use the production in its new location.
The people there are hopeful that this step, and perhaps doing so with regard to other programs such as those in Newer, might also increase the effectiveness and the fruit that might come about establishing peace and reconciliation through the gospel of Jesus Christ as shared on the radio.
Pray that the ministry will be effective and that other ministries would go where the need is greatest. To learn more about tension in Sudan, visit our website. Meanwhile, what do you value? Is it love or being a good steward? Food for the Hungry's Matt Panos tells us about their online gift catalog that can help answer those questions.
The goal of the catalog really is to help you align your values with your gift giving.
By showing someone around the world Christ's love, you can also pass it on to your loved ones.
There may be things that they need or want, but maybe that's just not the way you want to express your love for them at Christmas time. And this is a wonderful way to do it.
Giving a cow, chicken, or other sustainable food sources in the name of a teacher, sister, mom, or dad can be a unique way to show your love this Christmas.
I don't know that Jesus would have been excited about giving those with a lot of things already more things, but I know that he would be excited and would feel our love by sharing it with the poor around the world.
You can have a gift catalog mailed to you or go online to order in someone's name. As you do, you're not only helping those in need physically, but allowing FH to reach out spiritually through the local church. And this Christmas, you can give a gift worth giving. India Partners released their new holiday gift catalog with that very title. For less than $20, you can provide blankets or shelter for needy families or share the hope of Christmas with street kids. Gifts are given in Christ's name and people who receive them are prayed over. The first $5,000 donated to the Where Most Needed Fund will be matched dollar for dollar. Visit our website to get connected. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Gateway to the Jungle, the incredible life story of jungle pilot George Boggs. It's yours free for the asking. Combining his skill as a pilot with his love of the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle today at 1-800-995-4828. It's your last day, or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.